Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Little Sir Elton bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Lee Branham is our guest. Lee is a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. Lee, 14 years ago this month, you joined us for the first time. Happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I think that might have been pretty close to my second book coming out, The Seven Hidden Reasons Employees Leave.
We helped you launch it that year, for sure, yeah.
I think so.
Thank you for 14 great years. We appreciate you. Keeping the People is his company.com on the end of that, and you'll find him online. His books are available wherever books are sold. They're awesome. We're talking about turnover, the preventable kind and the kind that you that are not preventable. And there's a cost to all of it, regardless of what happens, there's a cost to it. And you need to be prepared for the cost that you is inevitable and avoid the kind that are inevitable, that are preventable, so you don't have that cost, right, Lee?
Well, that's right. And I think part of the problem is that in most businesses, senior leaders, I've heard this expressed many, many times, that turnover is just the cost of doing business. And so we just kind of think about it and say, well, that's to be expected. And we don't stop thinking about all the costs that are involved.
Oh, yeah.
That are greater than what we think. And there are five types of turnover costs. There's the cost connected to the separation itself, such as the exit interview and the continuation of benefits during that time and unemployment insurance and the administrative part of, you know, related to the termination. Then there's vacancy costs, which is the additional temporary help that you need to fill in while that person.
Right.
Is when you get the new hire in. The new hire is usually only about 20% effective.
Mm-hmm. Productivity.
In the first month. Mm-hmm. And then they become 40% effective in the second month and so on until by month number four, they are hopefully 100% effective. But that varies, of course, by the complexity of the job. But you've got a lot of lost coworker productivity to time spent bringing the new hire up to speed. You've got new employee mistakes. You've got a critical project going on that, mm-hmm. that might be affected, and
you can lose customers
during this.
Yeah, you can lose customers.
You're losing customers who were dependent on this person. Then you have replacement costs. You know, the recruitment costs, the drug screening, the medical exams, the interviewing, the pre-employment testing. Any travel or moving expenses, the onboarding. Then you have training costs,
mm-hmm.
and you add all that up, and it's usually much greater than what you thought.
Right. If you did the math on that, then take that number and compare it to what you would pay them to keep them. And I bet, besides the wear and tear on you and the company, it's probably a lot less expensive, isn't it, to do what you can to keep somebody than to replace them.
It usually is a lot less expensive.
You've got a resource for this, don't you, to offer people?
I do. On my website, keepingthepeople.com, under the resources page, I have a cost of turnover auto calculator. So all these costs are listed, and all you have to do is estimate what you think the cost is, or actually look at a previous job that you've filled after somebody left.
What a great tool.
You can subtract the wages and benefits that you saved during the vacancy, but it's still a large number.
Mm-hmm.
And you can look at that and you realize you know, maybe I should have put more time into keeping this right. person while they yeah. were here.
Don't you can't so you, you we you never problems. Should have taken good people for granted, but today you've got to spend as much time thinking about how can I make, keep my people happy as you do about your customers, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So preventing turnover, we don't think right. about it a lot. We're busy doing other things, but usually checking in with your people.
Right.
And doing exactly what you were saying, you know, how are we treating you, and so
mm-hmm.
forth. Yeah.
Lee, as we go to a break, quickly, do you think we're doing the right thing with the current response to the coronavirus, with keeping people at home, having them work from home, those kinds of things? You think we're doing the right thing on that?
Well, that's I'm not the expert on this. I can tell you it's something new. It's unlike the flu. We know that there are a lot of people that have it that haven't been tested. Nobody knows what that number is.
Right.
But it could be 10, 20 times greater than the number of people we know because we aren't doing the testing.
Right.
So in the absence of information, you know, is it better to overreact or underreact?
That's the question. But also, since we don't know how many people have it, we cannot do the math on what the mortality rate is then. And that's what makes me mad about sending around this mortality rate that scares everybody. We don't know what that number is. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, I don't. I think it's just based on a limited number, you know.
But it's a big number.
But we don't know how many people have it, so we can't establish an actual mortality rate.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, Lee, good job today. Come back soon.
Hey, thank you for having me again. And,
Lee Branham, keepingthepeople.com. Check it out. Don't forget to check out his turnover tool.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.